The darshana marga, or the path of vision, this represents the initial transcendental experience. And the second, the path of becoming, or the path of transformation, represents one's working over of one's entire nature in accordance with that experience. Various illustrations of this can be given, of course, from Buddhist tradition and from Buddhist teaching. First, we may say, with regard to the Eightfold Path, the Noble Eightfold Path. Now, this is one of the best known aspects of the Buddha's teaching, or should be one of the best known and familiar. But one of the things which people very often don't know or don't realize about it is that there are really two Eightfold Paths, not just one. There's what we may call the mundane Eightfold Path, and there's what we may call the transcendental Eightfold Path. So when we take the Eightfold Path as the transcendental Eightfold Path, then we find that the first step, right understanding, which can also be translated as right vision, samyak drishti, right seeing, represents what we call the path of vision. It represents an actual spiritual experience, not just an intellectual understanding, not just the ability to say truth of suffering, truth of the origin of suffering, cessation of suffering, way to the cessation of suffering, not just that. That is just mental. That is just conceptual. But it represents at least the initial experience, spiritual experience, or transcendental experience of the underlying reality of that particular teaching. So this represents, therefore, this first step, the right understanding, the path of vision, the darshana marga. And the rest, all the other seven steps, that is the right thought, the right intention, the right speech, right action, livelihood, effort, mindfulness, meditation, these all represent the path of transformation. The bringing of so many different levels, so many different aspects of our being in harmony with that initial transcendental experience, so that it pervades, as it were, our whole being, instead of remaining isolated at the peaks of our existence, the peaks of our being. I have no time to go into all this in detail, but you take just the last step, or the last stage, that is right samadhi, right concentration and meditation. This doesn't represent, in the transcendental path, just correct concentration, not just using the right technique, or even getting the right results. But it represents the absolute pellucidity and clarity, as we may call it, of the entire emotional nature, the complete illumination of the depths of ourselves, so that those depths become one with the heights, one with that initial transcendental experience. So here we have this great teaching of the path of vision and the path of becoming or transformation, illustrating this relationship between the depths and the heights in our spiritual life.